Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. That's a Blue Monday weather forecast, if ever there was one. A cystic fibrosis patient is recovering from coronavirus at Royal Papworth Hospital after the scariest moment of her life. Despite shielding since last March, Erica Donnelly became critically unwell with COVID-19 and was admitted to hospital. Erica joins us on the line now. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Oh, you're a bit quiet. Let's see if I can turn you up a little bit here. How are you?
I'm okay. Very tired still. Achy. Just quite emotional.
Yeah, not surprised. You have cystic fibrosis, which makes you clinically vulnerable. You took precautions, yet you still ended up going down with COVID.
Yeah, we followed government guidelines, me and my partner. If it was shielding, we were shielding. When things were eased, obviously he went back to work. He has a routine daily that he still does, comes home, undresses in the hallway, straight in the bathroom, clothes in the wash. And unfortunately, this virus still got in. Unimaginable.
Yeah. You normally get your cystic fibrosis care at Papworth, so I ended up being admitted there. How long ago was that?
2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks ago, obviously, things weren't very good at all. Partner had the phone call to say, look, things weren't looking good and that I had to put everything in I could to fight this virus. I'm still fighting. I'm here. I've had the most amazing care and treatment from Papworth.
Yeah.
And it's been absolutely amazing to have this support that we've had from the doctors, the nursing staff, the one of them sitting here holding my hand when I asked him if this was going to be it and I was going to pass away.
Wow.
And it has just been so lovely with all the support we've had. And, yeah... it'd just be nice to get home at some point, whenever I'm ready to go home. And, yeah, see my partner, see our dog and, sort of move things forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You poor, poor thing. I mean, how did you sort of know that you had it? What symptoms did you start to experience?
It was actually my partner. He started coughing before Christmas, so we got a test sent off home, which took a little while to come back. So I had an appointment on the Monday at Papworth and had a test done here, which I was negative by the Wednesday.
Right.
We got his results on Boxing Day at 5:30 to say that he'd tested positive. And so obviously we then rung up the hospital, rung up the track and trace and sort of said, because of my CF, we'd need to have another test done because of treatment for me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all I could smell and taste was sick.
Oh.
And just felt really, really lethargic. Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that had sort of changed. Obviously, having CF, your cough can change hourly, daily.
Right.
And it was literally just those two things. Just felt really tired and just everything smelled and tasted and sick.
Wow.
So a few people have sort of said the tasting has been one of their factors. Mm. And then obviously done a test. I got my results on the Tuesday after the bank holiday and literally just plummeted. Couldn't believe how quick I went
down. As quick as that.
I couldn't say to everybody, I felt okay. I felt fine.
Yeah.
But just obviously just more tired and yeah.
And at Papworth, where you are now, are there, presumably you're in a ward, are you, with a number of other COVID patients who are recovering?
Yeah, I'm on the COVID wards. There is a few patients, obviously there's quite a few patients here.
Mm.
But, we're all in the same battle. We're all fighting the same battle.
Mm.
And like I say, the nursing staff, the doctors, it doesn't matter what position any of them hold in here, they are all hands on deck.
Yeah.
I told a story a little earlier on. I encountered a man at the petrol station yesterday. He wasn't wearing a mask and kind of slipped out, and I challenged him, and he didn't seem that bothered. He just, you know, happily marched up to the counter and bought a packet of cigarettes. What would you say to people like him?
What can you say to people like him that obviously think they are above catching a virus? You have to treat it like you have this virus already. If, you know, you are going to put people at risk, then you have no care, compassion for anybody, let alone yourself or your own loved ones. You know, obviously, we haven't seen my family. You know, we haven't seen friends. Everybody, you know, because everyone knew how seriously me and my partner were taking it.
Yeah.
And even now, I still look in disbelief that people think this virus isn't real, or yeah, it's a conspiracy. And, you know, we have to just follow what they're saying to us. You know, if it's just, you know, a little bit longer lockdown, a little bit more restrictions, if that's the rest of your life, then surely anyone can do that.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for telling us your story this morning. Have the doctors given you any indication as to how long you'll be in Papworth for before you head on out?
Not at the moment. I'm still on oxygen, so we're slowly trying to wean the oxygen down so that I can still manage. Still at the moment, obviously, doing daily things like having to help somebody wash me, which is a big thing for me because I don't like
that. Yeah.
You know, so taking it day by day, and hopefully, you know, there I can be home soon. But I just don't want to push my body too much.
No, of course.
Look, I'm going to end up sort of back in a worse state, you know. Obviously with the CF as well being a factor.
Yeah.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. Our best wishes to you, and of course to everyone at Papworth, who are doing the most fantastic job at this time. Thank you very much.
Take
indeed.
Take care,
Erica. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Erica Donnelly, who's telling us about her recovery, fortunately, from COVID, cystic fibrosis patient as well, and adding that little extra complication in there. It's 20 to 9.